With lawmakers in Albany preoccupied with getting the state budget done by the end of the week, groups have to get creative to gain attention. Supporters of spending for public defense for the poor came up with one way, a Wheel of Fortune-style game staged right in the middle of the action. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The New York Civil Liberties Union chose a busy corridor in the Capitol between lawmakers' offices and the Senate and Assembly chambers to hold a contest featuring a brightly colored roulette wheel styled after the one on the iconic television show. But the disc is called the Wheel of Justice, and instead of prizes, it stops on placards labeled homeless, ruined, and deaf.
And on every placard is a story about an actual case in New York where the public defense system failed a person's right to counsel.
Bob Perry is the New York Civil Liberties Union legislative director.
Everyone in New York is entitled to a lawyer when facing criminal charges if that person can't afford a private lawyer. And that right is violated every single day in New York State.
In 2014, the Cuomo administration settled a lawsuit known as Harrell-Herring v. New York with five counties in the state. A judge ruled that poor people accused of crimes were not getting their constitutionally guaranteed right to legal defense, as determined under the U.S. Supreme Court decision Gideon v. Wainwright. The state agreed to fund all of the five counties' costs for defense of the indigent. But the rest of the counties in the state still have to pay for public defense services themselves at an estimated cost of $400 million a year. The legislature last year approved a bill to eventually fund the county's costs by 2023, but it was vetoed by Governor Cuomo on New Year's Eve. The governor said it would cost too much, and he wanted to work out a new solution this year.
All right, let's spin the wheel.
Okay.
I decide to take my turn at the wheel.
Spinning, it's spinning.
It narrowly misses the go-to-jail placard and finally stops. I get lucky. My choice is a green card with three big dollar signs on it.
Is that good? Do I win something?
Yes, you.
Okay. Lucky you. You make enough money that you can afford a private defense attorney if you're accused of a crime.
The bill's sponsor, Assemblywoman Pat Fahey, takes a turn, and her choice is not so fortunate. The placard is labeled Beaten Up. She reads from it.
I should have kept the glasses on. Beaten up. You're brutally beaten by the cops and wrongfully charged with possessing a weapon. You choose not to take a plea deal because you're innocent, but your attorney screws up your case. You're sentenced to 8 years in prison based on the true story of New Yorker Donnell S. from Onondaga County, New York.
Fahey is hopeful, though, that more money for legal services for the poor will be part of the new state budget.
I feel pretty good about it. There has been a concerted effort on both sides. There are some issues that are tripping us up, as they tripped us up with the veto message on New Year's Eve.
She says the remaining fight is over how much control Cuomo's budget department has in handing out the funds and whether total costs for counties' legal defense services would be financed by the state or only a portion. Just on Tuesday, the governor warned that dramatic spending increases are unaffordable, given threats of federal funding cuts from Washington. But he said he would be willing to agree to modest increases.
I guess everybody has a different definition of modest.
Fahey has a couple of more days to find out whether her version of the bill, funding legal defense services for the poor, is a winner or not. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.